In the stream lay a lonely boy. His name was Doug. The cold fall water rushed over him, and his bones freezing just as they did during the snowiest day of winter. He glanced up into the sky to see the summer light going away. The delicate rays glided across the clouds and beat down on the earth's beautiful lands below. An old man came down by the stream just a few feet away and exclaimed, "What the heck?" Doug jumped up and splattered river water all over the man, who took off his olive pea coat and cleaned his face of the dirty water. "Sorry, mister."
"What are you doing down here, young man?"
The old man scoffed and flustered and sat down on a rock. "I just wanted to get one last feeling of summer, that's all. My brother didn't want to come down with me, though." The old man said, "I remember brass bead colored days like this when I was a boy. Used to come down with my brother and skip rocks, try to pitch some at the fish swimming downstream, and eat pickled ham sandwiches with Pop." A silvery tear went down his worn cheek, and he looked at the boy sternly.
"What's your name, young man?"
"Doug, what's yours?" The old man didn't say anything for a long time. He just looked at the boy with a kind smile like a grandfather does his own grandson. Something about him was recognizable to Doug, but then the old man looked away and said,
"Doug, when you get to be as old as me, make sure you don't regret anything. You love always, and you be the kindest person here in this world."
Doug looked at the man awkwardly, not knowing what to say, and then he said, "Yes, sir. In fact, sir, a few summers ago I did a whole bunch of things with my brother. We shook the whole town up then. Lots of lime ice cream, movies late at night, and fun times with my family and buddies."
"Well, that's good. Don't let a summer go by without that. And really, more than that. Every day you should make sure to bring your own brother along. Tom, isn't it?"
Doug sat up straight. He hadn't mentioned his brother's name. It was Tom, but how did the old man know? The old man saw Doug's confusion and hesitance. Chuckling a little, he said,
"You know, don't you?
Mister, I think I know you. Wait." The old man stood up and started walking away. Over his shoulder, he said,
"I think you know me too. Come, son. I want to show you something. Don't fear."
Doug came out of the river and ran up beside the old man. "Are you me, but in the future?"
"I don't think so, Doug. See how old I am? You're not old like me. Not yet, that is."
Doug shrugged this off, thinking he was probably right. Coming to a little house up the river, the old man said,
"Doug, take a seat on the porch here."
He motioned to a small rocking chair to the left of the front door with a small table next to it. The old man vanished into the house, leaving Doug rocking back and forth, wondering what the old man was going to bring out of the house. With two small glasses and a bottle of light liquid, the man sat down next to Doug.
"Now, do you know what this is?"
"Sure, it looks like the Dandelion one my grandpa makes. You know, in the summers when the sun is real hot and the dandelions have to be picked?"
"Right you are, my boy. But this is a little bit different. See, it's mold. It's been aged long. Long. It's been thinking things over in my house for a long time. So many memories in this. Want to have some?"
He smiled so brightly at Doug. It was a boyish smile.
"Yes, please, sir."
The old man gently poured a few inches in a glass for him and himself. Soon they drank a refreshing drink of time, poring over stories of the past, adventures had on hot summer days long ago. After a few drinks, the old man closed his eyes and opened them again. Doug was gone, his glass still full of the mulled dandelion wine.
"Ah, good days, huh, Doug?"
The boy in him still felt all there was at that age. every sip a new day, during the summers of freedom for a boy. Grandma's cooking, grandpa's books, everything. The old man stood up from the chair to put the wine and glasses away. And as he did so, an ID card slipped out of his pocket, and it read, Douglas Spaulding.